In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I assume everyone has heard the phrase, you know, jack of all trades, master of none, right? I've often said that if I were to write an autobiography, that would be a great title for it. Jennifer, however, has suggested that maybe, you know, the long-suffering wife would be a good title for my autobiography. But one of the things that I do like to know a little bit about is art. I like to know art history and different types and forms of art, even though I'm really bad at art myself. I cannot draw a stick figure, okay? But I appreciate people who are able to do so. And so one, I think, interesting art form I became familiar with several years ago, I believe it was in D.C. at one of the museums, they had this collection of Japanese art and pottery. And they have this thing in the Japanese art tradition called kintsugi. And that is, if you take a plate or a bowl or something and you drop it and break it. In our Western society, we would take that and go, oh, you know, crud, and throw it away. But in Japan, this is very much a waste not, want not sort of ideology. And so they take that, especially if it's something that has great sentimental value to the person, and they will mend that bowl, that pot, that plate with gold. So you see this broken piece that's filled in with these gold pieces. And the story of that vessel's brokenness becomes a part of its story. When the Apostle Paul is writing in 2 Corinthians, and we're reading this today, he talks about being broken, about having brokenness in ourselves and in the world around us. I wonder if we could take a moment and appreciate our own brokenness. And we oftentimes don't want to sit and think about the things that we don't like about ourselves or the reasons that we can't do X, Y, or Z, or we do whatever. We don't like to sit and think about those, which is unfortunate because sometimes those are the things that we really need to address the most, and sometimes they're the things that we need to realize the most about ourselves. But if we look at ourselves and say, I am broken, but that brokenness does not mean that I am no longer useful. Crayons break and they still color. We all have the opportunity to live in our brokenness, to accept the fact that, yes, we have that, as Paul said, a thorn in his flesh. Whatever that was, we don't actually know. All of us have our own thorns in our flesh. All of us have the issues that cause us great insecurity, great weakness. We think that they are our worst qualities sometimes, but in reality, they are what makes us. They are what define us. But they don't have to be our weakness. I'm going to give you an example. I know a number of clergy people who, in this time and place in our society, are actively involved in addiction recovery programs. They're trying to host them and trying to speak with people who have addiction issues. The trouble is many of them have never faced that in their entire life, and they have no good point of reference to give to with these people. The best ministers to those who suffer from addiction are those who have suffered from addiction. We find that time and time again, people who have been broken have the opportunity to repair themselves, to fill in those cracks and deficiencies with those little bits of gold. Things that are precious can build us together, put us together, and enable us to continue with the work and task that we are given to do. When we think we are at our weakest point, our least valuable asset, sometimes we would think, we actually have the opportunity to turn that into something for the good of ourselves and of our very broken world that we live in. Whenever you think that you cannot do something, that's that little thorn in the flesh speaking to you, talking you down, telling you that you can't do that. That's the problem. That's what's setting you apart. That's what's setting you aside. That is what's keeping you from wholeness and fullness, and you're broken. And broken things don't work. But my brothers and sisters, as we've already learned, broken things can in fact work. It can be made beautiful and can do amazing things. I feel like I need to, in some capacity today, address the elephant and or, to be politically correct, donkey in the room. Because it's the 4th of July, right? The 4th of July, however, I know this will come to a shock to a few people, not once mentioned in the Bible. It's not, I've read it, it's not in there. Right? Shocking. The reality is, the 4th of July is not a liturgical holiday. We didn't come here to worship the flag. We didn't come here to worship the Constitution of America. We came here today to worship God. But we can do, I think, the best business of the church for our country on its birthday by offering prayer, by reflecting on what it is that we as a nation do best and what we need work on. By reflecting on those two things, we can find what it is that we can actually do to move forward in this nation, to mend the brokenness, to mend and repair those issues that fracture our society. We live in a society that is, in fact, truly broken. We always have. Humanity always has. That's part of the human nature. The beautiful gift that God gives us is the knowledge that we can, in fact, be agents for change for the positive. We can, as Christians, be that gold that holds those pieces of pottery together, makes it useful again, and makes it beautiful. We have the opportunity to be that which will transform our society from weakness to strength, from dishonor to righteousness. All we have to do is act on it. We can talk about it all we want. We can pray about it today all we want. And yes, we should pray. It's a great thing. But whenever we are not willing to answer our own prayers, we're just talking to ourselves. My brothers and sisters, we have the opportunity to transform ourselves and transform the world. Our brokenness can be our strength. I would love for us, each and every single day of our lives, to try just a little more to mend that brokenness around us. To be the people God needs us to be. Not just talk about it, not just say nice things about it, but actually do it. Because when we do things, it actually matters. Talking points, they're not going to change the world. The world is never changed by your opinion, it's changed by your action. We can be beautiful creations, and we can transform this world. All we have to do is realize that all those broken pieces in our lives, in our society, they can still be brought together. We can still be made whole. We just have to have the conviction to do it. There should be our prayer. There should be our work. Let us hope that for ourselves, for our nation, and for our world. Amen.